is A Pirate Life for Me. Each week we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Denise Walsh.
Good morning, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Denise Walsh. We will be your co-hosts on this new show that will air weekly through the fall and then bi-weekly in the spring.
Week to week, A Pirate's Life for Me will highlight East Carolina alumni achievements, and we will share stories from around the Pirate Nation.
This is a show for true pirates to tune into to hear about how your classmates, fraternity brothers, sorority sisters, and fellow pirates are impacting the lives of others in their communities, their professions, and in their everyday activities.
We hope that you tune in weekly on the Pirate Radio family of networks, 1250 WGHB in Greenville, or listen live online throughout the Pirate Nation at PirateRadio1250.com. Don't worry if you miss a show, because all our shows will be archived at PirateAlumni.com.
We have a great show today. Troy D. and Ella B., owners and operators of Pirate Radio and the hosts of Live at 5. But before we talk to them, let's hear about some ECU news. Stephen B. Schaffetti, president of the Corey Corporation in Greensboro, was recently elected chair of the East Carolina University Board of Trustees. Schaffetti, an ECU alumnus and a member of the board since 1999, has served 2 one-year terms as vice chair. "What a great opportunity we all have," he said. "My goal is to be proactive, not reactive. I want to be involved in helping to realize the goals of the university." Schaffetti succeeds Jim Talton, a Raleigh civic leader who served the maximum 2 terms allowed by board rules. Other officers elected were Bob Gretchen, vice chair, and Michael J. Kelly, secretary. Gretchen is president and chief executive officer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, and Kelly is the Nag's Head restaurateur.
Bob's going to be a future okay. guest on this show, so we're congratulations to all those folks. In addition, Michael Rotondo has been named chairman of the Department of Surgery at the Brody School of Medicine at East Carolina University. Rotondo, professor of surgery, had served as the interim chairman for more than a year. Rotondo came to ECU in 1999 to serve as chief of the section of trauma surgical critical care in the Department of Surgery. No plans have yet been announced for who will lead that section following Rotondo's promotion. Rotondo will continue to serve as the director of the Center for Excellence for Trauma and Surgical Critical Care of University Health Systems of Eastern North Carolina and its flagship Pitt County Memorial Hospital in Greenville. Rotondo succeeds former chairman, Dr. Randolph Chitwood, who recruited him to Greenville. Chitwood was named director of the Eastern Carolina Cardiovascular Institute. ECU's senior associate vice chancellor for health sciences and chief of cardiothoracic and vascular surgery at the Brody School of Medicine. Congratulations to Dr. Rotondo and Dr. Chitwood.
East Carolina's Kyle McKenzie was named the 2004-05 Conference USA Men's Cross Country Male Scholar Athlete of the Year, according to a release by the league office last week. Conference USA Scholar Athlete of the Year awards are presented to the top student athletes in each conference-sponsored sport. The award is based upon academic achievement, GPA, athletic achievement, and service. As a senior, McKenzie earned all conference honors for a 3rd straight year and was named to the Dean's List for an 8th consecutive semester. He received his bachelor's degree this past May with a degree in marketing, posting a 3.67 GPA. McKenzie was recognized as one of the top cross-country athletes in Conference USA history earlier this year, as he was named the Conference USA All-Decade Team.
Congratulations, Kevin. You'd have to take a couple of my semesters to add up to a 3.67. So, and it's not too often that you hear the good stories about what student-athletes are doing in the classroom, so we wanted to pass that along to the Pirate Nation. Thanks, Denise. We're going to take a break for some commercials, and when we return, we'll talk with Troy Dreyfuss, class of 94, and Jonathan Ellerby, class of 97, better known to Pirate Radio fans as Troy D. and Ellerby. Back in a minute. This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this ad when you call. Go Pirates! This is Paul Clifford, Associate Vice Chancellor for Alumni Relations at East Carolina, letting all Pirates know about one of the greatest benefits of being a member of the Pirate Nation. Do you want to lower and simplify your monthly student loan payments? Contact the ECU Alumni Loan Consolidation Program toll-free at 866-924-4491 or online at ecualum-studentloans.com. Lock in fixed rates, possibly lower your monthly payment, and choose from a variety of flexible repayment plans. Sign your application online with e-signature or speak to a loan counselor who will guide you through the consolidation steps. Worried about your student loan debt? Call a dedicated ECU loan counselor toll-free at 866-924-4491 or visit online at www.ecualum-studentloans.com to consolidate your student loan debt. Go Pirates!
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. We're excited to welcome Troy Dreyfuss and Jonathan Ellerbe to the show. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us here, guys. Look forward to it. Thanks.
Okay. You faithful listeners of Pirate Radio know these guys as Troy D and Ellerbe from the wildly popular Live at Five. We're excited to have you guys on the show today.
First time we've been guests.
Yeah.
On our station.
Yeah, this is a little bit different. Usually we're asking the questions.
You're on the other side.
And we promise this show that you guys are doing is going to get a lot better after we get off of it, probably.
The tables are turned, although Troy D's already talked more than we
have. We'll get used to it. We'll go to commercial now.
That's right. Well, you guys know this show is much like your radio station. It's focused on ECU and our alumni. Jonathan has been a fan of the Pirates through birth, really. You've been going to Dowdy Ficklin since you were in Pampers. Troy, your strong connection came a little later when you enrolled as a freshman. As alumni, what does your ECU experience mean to y'all?
Well, I think, you know, growing up, I mean, you live the first 18 years in your parents' house and kind of abide by their rules, and then you begin to grow as a person once you come to college, and I think you experience a lot of different things and begin to, you know, become a different person. You know, your professional career, your college career leads into your professional career and what you want to do with the rest of your life. And I think East Carolina has a special tie. I think you can find a good niche at East Carolina through its clubs, organizations. There's so much to offer at the university, and I think you can really grow as a person and then take that on to life further after that.
I kind of agree with Jonathan that when I came to East Carolina, you know, you grow up as a kid. Your parents are making most of the decisions for you. College is the first time you can really make your own decisions. It was my choice to come to East Carolina, and there, you know, we were able to do what we wanted to do once we were in school. You know, you finally aren't living at your parents' house, and we just had a great experience here. It was a fantastic opportunity of what we were able to do in college. It is what you make it. You know, you can do as much or as little as you want, and we chose to do as much as we could do when we were in school, and we enjoyed it so much we wanted to stay in Greenville. We made a choice to, hey, we want to still be involved in the community here and in the university. We're really lucky to be in a position now where we still can't be involved via the radio station.
Great.
Well, now, are you guys friends at ECU, or how did you meet?
We actually, I'm a little bit older than Jonathan. Jonathan was still in diapers when I started in school. I was on the six-year plan, I think. we knew each other in school. We were in school, we had a couple years that overlapped, like your freshman, sophomore year, maybe my junior, senior year, something like that. So we knew of each other socially. And then I guess
I met Troy. We were both interning at the marketing office in the athletic department. It's actually when we officially became more involved with seeing each other on a regular basis. We'd see each other socially, obviously, out at the library and other places when we were studying, but we were both interning at the marketing office because we were huge East Carolina athletic fans, and, you know, marketing is something that we both had a passion for, so that's kind of where we first met each other, and then our career after Troy graduated, we ended up hooking up and working with each other again at another radio station, and then the birth of Pirate Radio came shortly after that.
And did you guys get along well, or are you?
Oh, yeah, we always get along well. I mean, I think any time it's a partnership, you've got to get along. I mean, we joke all the time that, you know, it's like a marriage, but it's business.
Right.
And I think just as you've got to get along with your wife or husband in your personal life, if it's going to be successful and your marriage is going to work out, we've got to be able to get along here. That doesn't mean we don't get frustrated with each other or get irritated after a while, just like any relationship. But we also know that, you know, you don't let that kill the relationship, that you move on and, okay, if we disagree on something, then we disagree. But I think our goals are the same. We're on pretty much on the same page every day. And a lot of times now that we've gotten to know each other so well, we kind of know what each person's thinking. It's a little scary. So I would say we get along great. And we do a lot of things outside of work. I know a lot of times business partnerships, they only talk during the business, but you know, our wives are friends, and so we do a lot of things as families together outside of business, too.
And I think having the common goal of every day to come in the next day and make Pirate Radio better than it was the day before is a common goal, and to have fun. I mean, what we do is fun. You know, a lot of it's entertaining, the on-air stuff, and informative, try to keep the East Carolina fans and listeners out there informed and entertained. And then, of course, the business day-to-day stuff is a common goal, obviously, to run a successful business. So we have multiple goals that we like to accomplish, and we're on the same page with that.
Great. You know, your commercials say that you're the station from around here. Tell our listeners how you guys came up with the concept of Pirate Radio, and how did you make it happen? Essentially, how was Pirate Radio born?
Great question. We were working for another company at the time that got sold off and became a part of corporate America. And Jonathan and I aren't necessarily corporate America guys. Nothing wrong with that. We deal with folks in corporate America all the time, but we're a little more free-spirited and outside the box. And sometimes corporate America is a little too rigid for guys like us. So we decided we didn't want to work for that company that was that other media company that we actually now compete with. And we just decided that it wasn't a fit for us, and we just resigned. At the time, I remember sitting in Jonathan's apartment. We were kind of brainstorming ideas. We had actually been talking a year before all that happened about doing something new and going into business together. And one of our ideas was a restaurant at the time, but you know, there's no places to eat in Greenville, so we probably
it's going to be a steakhouse. But everybody else took our idea.
So we sat down and we were just talking about brainstorming ideas. And I know we said, what do we know? We know we love East Carolina. You know, we know broadcasting, we know advertising and marketing. Why don't we do it for ourselves? And that's kind of, I remember it really kind of came to us at the same time. I can't say, oh, it was totally my idea, it was totally Jonathan's idea. I think we really just kind of started brainstorming, and boom, the light bulb went off, and we said, let's go buy a radio station for ourselves. So, make a long story short, that's what we did. We ended up purchasing WGHB at the time. No one was listening to AM radio in Eastern North Carolina. No one was really excited about what was going on with AM radio. So we know we needed an image and a logo and a theme that would get people's attention. And that's how we came up with Pirate Radio. We racked our brains for a while coming up with different names. And we once we thought of Pirate Radio, another light bulb went off. That's it. We kind of drew up the logo on a napkin, and the rest is kind of history.
Yeah, it was kind of like two piranhas on a feeding frenzy. You know, one of us would come up with a part of an idea, and then we'd grow on it from there. And I think, you know, once we finally got through all the napkins where we scripted out ideas and said, no, that's dumb, this is good. And then, you know, Pirate Radio, I mean, it's more than East Carolina. It's about the region, and it just became a great concept and an idea that we thought would be catchy. And then we came up with the design of the logo and the image that we thought we could market and that people would really like in this area. And, you know, so far, so good.
And also for those that are involved in the radio business, Pirate Radio is a term for folks that are doing things, you know, illegal. And we figured we'll do them legal, but we'll still kind of, that'll give us the edge that we're looking for as far as separating ourselves from every other generic radio station that's out there.
Yeah. Well, it certainly draws a lot of interest. I wore a Pirate Radio shirt when I was down in New Zealand this last January, and lots of people were talking about it. All the students were like, oh, I know about pirate radio stations. I'm like, well, this might be a little different.
We're the only legal pirate radio station.
So what would you say now is your favorite difference, or what are some of the differences between owning your own station as opposed to working for a station?
I mean, you hear the term in NASCAR, restrictor plate or whatever. I think me and Troy called the shots, and you know, we're able to come up with all the creative ideas we're able to come up with, we're able to implement, and I think that's important. And it's not that we implement every crazy idea we come up with, but I think, you know, as a business owner now, we have to run the financial end of it. Does it make sense? How can we make it work, you know, from whether it's programming to a promotion to anything? So I think it takes our creative level to a new level of that we're able to execute on our ideas that we probably wouldn't be able to get up the corporate ladder, or you know, you hear to see the commercials of David Spade. No, no, you know, I mean, we try to turn things into yeses, and that's what we like.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, we other places we've worked, people find reasons not to do stuff. We find reasons why not to do it. Why can't we do this? And sometimes we try and execute on it, but if it's a great idea, then we want to do it. And you know, we do things outside the box that most local media companies or even radio TV stations aren't doing, and that's, I think, what sets us apart, because we can operate quickly, make quick decisions, and get it done.
Not everybody knows you guys like we do. You know, some people think that you guys have a great life. You know, you hang around all day, and at 5, you get to do your Live at 5 show, and then at 6, you all have your individual shows that go on throughout various times of the year, whether it's related to ECU football or baseball. Tell us what the typical day is for you guys owning a radio station. It's not all fun and games. I know that you guys put a lot of time and work into making Pirate Radio great.
That's the biggest misconception in what we do. What we do is so public because we're on the air every day, and really a couple hours a day if you count our morning replay show. So the perception is that, you know, we kind of mess around during the day, grab some lunch, and then we get ready for the 5 o'clock show. That would be a great job one day, and maybe we can get there where all we have to do is just host a radio show. The ironic part is when 5 o'clock rolls around, that's the most visible part of our day. We have to be on, but that's the end of our work day. We're just beginning our public work day at that point. We work all day handling our clients' needs, advertising, marketing, and without our great supporters and clients and sponsors, none of this would be possible because our product is free. We provide it free out there for everyone, whether it's online or listening on 1250. There's no cost to listen. So the only way things get paid for is through sponsorships. So we're able to advertise our sponsors' businesses, and hopefully they get results from that by, through us building up a large listening audience. And if they do, they'll continue to advertise with us. So that's how the game's played, really, with every radio station. You can't ever lose sight of that. So our day is spent managing the day-to-day issues of a radio station, which there's always something coming up. Then I would say 60% of our time is spent in marketing and sales. The other 40% is in management and the day-to-day operations of just running the business.
Yeah. I mean, we're a small business. We have bills. You know, we get our utility bills. And, you know, plus with being a radio station, we have certain licenses that we have to abide by, you know, that we have to deal with as well. We deal with programming. And we try to keep our website, PirateRadio1250.com, updated with articles and information and content. So, I mean, there's a lot, just like every other small business has its typical headaches. We just have a different area that we have to focus on, and as Troy said, our product's free, so we have to go get out and fill the airtime in between programming, which is commercials, and obviously advertising helps pay our other bills.
But and we realize at 5 o'clock there would be a lot of great days. Great days. We'd love just to go home and relax at 5, but that's the time we're on, and that's a very visible time in radio from 5 to 6 in afternoon drive, and that's a listen to show. We need to be on. We can't come in there and just go through the motions. So every day we need to do a show hopefully better than the last. Some days we achieve that, some days we don't. It's a little bit different, depends on the guest and the day. But
yeah,
we try and give it our best every single day because you never know who's listening. And it may be someone's first time tuning in. So we want to give them, whether it's the 100th time they've listened or the first time, a reason to come back tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, we're not working on a construction site, but a lot of what we do, you know, doing a radio show and then doing the stuff, that 8-hour business day, I mean, it can be mentally fatiguing by the time 6 o'clock rolls around, or someday 7 o'clock after we stay on with another sports show. But it's fun, and that's what we try to do.
Well, now, you guys have done probably about 500 or more interviews, and now today, you know, we're interviewing you, but what would you say has been your favorite interview or most memorable interview that you guys have done on Pirate Radio?
Well, my memory's not as good anymore, so I might have to let Ellerby answer that question. We've done so many, it's hard to keep track. I was going back on the archive looking at just all the names. I was like, God, I totally forgot about that interview. And Shirley Rose, one of our top producers here, will do a montage at the end of the year, kind of a best of all the interviews. And half of them I hear, and I'm like, oh, I totally forgot about that. But there's been so many. What would you say?
It's so many. I mean, we've had anybody from David Orrick, the Vacuum King, on to I think Alpha's called in several times. I think we've interviewed him. I just don't know. I mean, it just, you know, we get to interact with the coach coaches and the university administrators. You know, we've had you guys on the program before, too. I mean, every day is different. I know, we haven't had as much success on the field at East Carolina lately, but there's been so much turnover and controversy at East Carolina lately. It's been interesting to break into programming and have interviews with that and get other teams, people on our sports team, to comment on that, whether you're interviewing just Brian Bailey for a soundbite, hey, Bill Herrien just got fired, what do you think about that? I mean, there's just been so much going on. It's hard to probably pinpoint just one person that has been the most interesting interview of all.
I agree. It's too tough. I don't know if I can nail it down.
You know, I thought you were going to say Ric Flair.
Well, I totally forgot about that. There you go. Now that I think about it, you're right, Paul. Ric Flair, for me, would definitely be a highlight. There's a guy that's entertaining that everybody knows, whether you're a wrestling fan or not, but that was a great moment in Live at Five history that we got to interview him.
That's great. Well, we're here with Jonathan Ellerbe and Troy Dreyfus, better known as Troy D and Ellerbe from Live at Five. You guys have an awful lot of fun on the air, and your listeners hear that every day. What's been the craziest on-air moment?
Yet again, another tough question here. Crazy on-air moment. It's always crazy when Wes is producing the program, because you never know what's going to come out of his fly trap.
Because he is crazy, which helps.
Yeah, variety. I'm trying to think of a crazy on-air moment.
I don't know. There's something that happens almost every show that cracks us up, or just it's the unpredictable stuff. If you plan to try and have something that's going to be funny,
right?
Usually it is. It's usually the stuff that a caller might call in unsolicited with just a great line or something. But I don't know. That's tough. That's a tough question.
The one thing is we're live, local, every day. So I mean, when you're doing live radio, as Troy says, you never know who's going to be on the other end of that phone line, or you never know what's going to happen here in the studio. There's a lot of times we open up with a lot of stuff we want to get to in the open, and then something else will spur something else. Just craziness, it'd be tough to pinpoint it. I mean, it's just anything can happen at any moment when you're doing live radio.
I know you touched on this a little bit, you know, being part of the East Carolina community. How do you really fit into the fabric of the Pirate Nation?
I mean, that's our target audience. I mean, those are the folks that, obviously, we want everybody listening that has ears. But if you've got to funnel it down to a core base of listeners, it's going to be the East Carolina Pirate Nation. That's who we target to. So we program the station targeting East Carolina fans, alums, and then we go from there. And then obviously we have other programs that might be political oriented, or other sports shows that are a little more involved in their schools. But the stuff we do locally, that's kind of our mission. All right, what's interesting, what's informative, what are East Carolina fans going to want to know or hear about first?
And there's certainly a lot of other alumni from North Carolina or North Carolina State or from out of state that live in this area. But East Carolina is such a big part of this community. I mean, that comes first, obviously, to target the East Carolina. There's so many people that work at East Carolina, whether they went there or not. So, I mean, it's good to start there and build from within and out of that. So, I mean, I think that's our goal and mission.
Yeah, the school's got, over 20,000 students now. I don't even know how many staff or employees there. Maybe another 10,000 staff, employees, teachers.
4,500.
Yeah, so that's a big base of people just right there, and then all the alums that are in town. So that's going to be the folks that we're going to target. And obviously, if we can get more than that, that's icing on the cake for us.
What's next for Pirate Radio? We've heard the official announcement of a new radio station, heard rumors of satellite deals. We've seen you expand to other media markets by expanding your website and some of the things that you're offering on your website. What are some of the things coming down the road for you guys?
I think we're still taking one day at a time and make sure we're doing what we need to do, just continue to be successful to survive. So we're not going backwards, but we'll be 2 years old in this August. We're getting ready to celebrate our two-year birthday in just a few days. But I think, you know, we just added another station in Washington, 930 WDLX, that will double our listening coverage all the way almost towards the coast from Beaufort County on east and still cover Greenville. We'll continue to expand what we do online. And from there, we've got some big picture things we're working on that will probably be too premature to talk about right now, that we were just discussing the other day as far as big picture things, where we go next. But I would say we will continue to grow. We're going to keep our foot on the gas. We don't plan to go backwards. We're here to stay, and we've got nothing else to do. This is what we love to do. So, you know, I would look for us to continue to expand what we're building on here with Pirate Radio.
Yeah, certainly. We appreciate all the support of our marketing partners, our advertisers, our listeners. I mean, we couldn't do it without them. But our goals are still the same, is to give back to the community, give back to East Carolina, and run a successful business. And if we continue to focus on those three things, you know, what's next? Who knows? I mean, we'll just got to continue to plug away at that, keep our foot on the gas, as Troy says, and, you know, good things will continue to happen.
Sure. You touched on something that I think is important. I want to give you guys the opportunity to address this, and that only being a radio station for 2 years, there have probably been a number of people who have helped you guys along the way. Who have some of those special people been? And, I mean, this is your opportunity to possibly say thank you to those folks, because I know none of us are as good as we are individually. It's always the folks around us, like, you know, you brought up Shirley and you brought up Wes. And
well, no question. First of all, those guys have been a huge help behind the scenes. I mean, they've been with us from the very beginning, every step of the day, Shirley Rose and Wes Hines. And we're like a family here. We talked about it before. You know, we interact with each other every day. It's not, you know, sending emails back and forth to each other. You know, we can actually talk, and our offices face each other, so we see each other all the time. So, you know, our employees obviously are a vital link to what we do. We had some key folks in the community step up that helped John and I with investors to buy the station. It's very expensive to get in the game in radio, even on the AM side. And we had some great folks in the community that are as passionate about East Carolina in this area as we are, that believed in us and believed in what we were doing and stepped up to the plate, and are a part of what we are behind the scenes as investors. And obviously, we couldn't do it without them to get started. And then our advertisers are a key part, because that keeps the thing going. That keeps everything rolling. And without listeners, we'd be nowhere too. So I would say those are the key elements as far as people that we surround ourselves with every day. We couldn't do anything without listeners. Without listeners, there'd be no advertisers.
Sure.
It's a constant cycle that you know, you want listeners, but you also need advertisers to be able to afford to do all the programming that we do and to run the station. And to get started, you know, we had to have some investors step up to help us get to where we needed to be, and our employees keep things running smooth every day.
Yeah, I mean, it's a vicious cycle. Listeners, advertisers, and then having good people behind the scene like Shirley and Wes to execute is, I mean, it's the key to success of any business.
On behalf of the East Carolina Alumni Association, I wanted to say to you all that, you know, every day you guys make the Pirate Nation proud by advancing UCU through your various programs, and I wanted to say thank you for all you do for our community, our region, and the university.
Well, we enjoy our partnership with you guys. We've had that really since we started from day one. We knew that we needed to associate with different groups, organizations, and businesses, and obviously the Alumni Association was top on our list, and you guys have been great to us, too. And this new show is another great partnership that you guys will be here every Saturday doing featuring alumni much more well-known than us, I'm sure, down the road, too, and maybe some that aren't, which is a unique opportunity for you guys to get the word out about what's going on with the ECU Alumni Association and what happens to students after they graduate. So we'd like to thank you guys for all your support in return.
Yeah, certainly like to thank you guys. And there are a lot of great East Carolina alumni, and I know you guys will bring them to this program. And there's a lot of students now and other people that can achieve success, you know, in many different areas. And we look forward to that, and hopefully spread the news and inspire the nation.
Great. Well, thanks. We'll be back after the commercial break. This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this ad when you call. Go Pirates! This is Paul Clifford, Associate Vice Chancellor for Alumni Relations at East Carolina, letting all Pirates know about one of the greatest benefits of being a member of the Pirate Nation. Do you want to lower and simplify your monthly student loan payments? Contact the ECU Alumni Loan Consolidation Program toll-free at 866-924-4491 or online at ecualum-studentloans.com. Lock in fixed rates, possibly lower your monthly payment, and choose from a variety of flexible flexible repayment plan. Sign your application online with e-signature or speak to a loan counselor who will guide you through the consolidation steps. Worried about your student loan debt? Call a dedicated ECU loan counselor toll-free at 866-924-4491 or visit online at www.ecualum-studentloans.com to consolidate your student loan debt. Go Pirates!
This is Beth Grant, and you are listening to A Pirate's Life for Me on Pirate Radio 1250.
So, Denise, it's 28 days until ECU Pirates kick off against Duke.
28 days, are you sure? Is that exact?
Yeah, I did the math.
Time.
I did the math this morning.
It's
our show's airing at 10 o'clock, so it's actually like 28 days and 22 hours right now until we kick off against Duke.
Awesome. So what are we going to do for tailgate?
Well, the ECU Alumni Association, as you know, since we work there, will be offering a great tailgate package for Pirate fans and fans and family alike.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I understand it's only $5, thanks to local sponsors.
That's right. $5, all you can eat, all the Pirate beverages that you can handle. And it's a great atmosphere. Our new location right outside of Minji's Coliseum gives us great exposure, and it's going to be a great family-friendly environment.
Yeah, and I hear there's going to be some live music at that first event on the 3rd.
That's right. David Dyer and the Crooked Smile Band will be there performing starting at 10:30.
Awesome.
So we invite all Pirates to check out PirateAlumni.com or register today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD.
Yeah, and you better hurry because, you know, we've got a limited amount of places and this one's going to be happening. So, and be sure to tune in to next week's show. We'll be talking with Christian Kyber, ECU class of 92, and he's the star of the new movie, The Saudi Tuna. So you don't want to miss that. He's an actor and producer, and we're looking forward to talking with him.
Until next time, Pirate Nation, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.